Keep Calm in Chaotic Moments by Meg Bucher, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. How was your day? I routinely asked my two daughters as they flung open the car doors and clamored with chatter. My older daughter suddenly became serious as she set her book bag down and clicked her seatbelt. My head really hurts, and that's when I caught sight of blood dripping down my sweet girl's face. I admit I reacted rather loudly, which sent her calm demeanor into a frantic set of questions. What is it? Is it bad? Can you see it? As we prayed on the way to the ER, I knew I needed to lessen the emotions in the car with a dose of calm. I prayed out loud, asking God to bring us peace and thanking Him for being a good, loving God. And He was there in the car that day as our evening was rerouted from dance class to the ER. It was pretty bad, a staple in the head bad. As I look back on that day, I'm so thankful that God gave me the clarity I needed to speak peaceful, truthful words to my girls. 1 John 4:18 reminds us why fear is unnecessary. Christ conquered it. What is there to be afraid of when our God is bigger than all of our fears? Our reactions in frightful seasons say a lot about what we believe about Jesus. When fear threatens to snatch our focus, we need to steer our thoughts to a solid plan of action. Here are three steps to take to stay calm in chaotic moments. First, take control of the initial reaction. Somewhere in that heart of hers, my girl found the courage to pick herself back up off of the floor after her head slammed into the metal fire extinguisher box and muster up enough composure to make it to the car pickup line. Likewise, when panic hits our hearts, we must take control of the reaction and replace it with calm action. Second, get to safe arms fast. In my daughter's situation, that was me in the car pickup line right outside. She knows she can count on me to rescue her. It's our goal as parents to eventually point that bridge right to God. And likewise, when chaos reigns around you, run fast to Him before your feelings make you frantic. Third, trust our circumstances in the hands of love. My daughter sat on the ER bed with her legs crossed, patiently waiting for the medicine-laced cotton ball atop her head to numb the hurt. When the time came to put the staple in, she just wanted my hand. Likewise, when we realize our lives are in God's hands, we start to understand that He'll get us through anything, even if it's home to Him. New hardware in place, she looked at the doctor and asked, "Can I dance with this in my head?" "Well, sure," he answered. "When is the dance?" "Right now," she stated matter-of-factly. "I'm late." Today, meditate on the truth that perfect love casts out fear. Decide today to recite this verse to yourself the next time fear begins to creep in and chaos tries to derail your faith.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.